Jill Biden mocked over attempt at speaking Spanish with flag choice questioned as backdrop. By Simon Kent on April 1, 2021. First Lady Jill Biden journeyed to California on Wednesday in a visit to a pop-up vaccination site for farm workers designed to encourage others to join the National Mass Coronavirus Vaccination Program. Video of her effort to speak Spanish to around 100 farm workers during the stop in Delano attracted almost as much attention as the flag that provided the backdrop. It came on the birthday of Cesar Chavez, a left-wing labor leader. And she was joined by California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's si se puede, yes you slash we can, not si se puede. RGA Deputy Communications Director Joanna Rodriguez tweeted. I can't even imagine what word she was trying to say. Seriously, why even try pandering if you're going to butcher it and not practice before? Others were quick to join the commentary. See, say what? I'm sure someone will surely tell Jill Biden puadre is not a word in the Spanish dictionary. Journalist Dania Alexandrino, a native Spanish speaker, tweeted. For those who are celebrating her effort, yeah, no. Very far from si se puede, which means yes, we can. We in parenthesis because it can also be yes, you can. The Fresno Bee also pointed to what it called the gaffe. The Daily Wire reports the clip soon went viral, prompting journalists and commentators to question the red and black flag used as a backdrop. Critics claimed it appeared to resemble Nazi imagery in the Reichsadler, eagle of the German Empire, national insignia of Nazi Germany, flown from 1935 until 1945. The flag was in fact nothing of the kind and the allegation wrong. Rather, it is the official flag of the United Farm Workers of America. The organization asserts the eagle featured on the standard was designed by Cesar Chavez's brother, Richard Chavez. Cesar Chavez co-founded the United Farm Workers of America, UFW, Union and was a staunch opponent of illegal immigration, as Breitbart News has previously reported. Even so, just hours before Jill Biden spoke, President Joe Biden was also doing his best to contribute to the political makeover of the anti-migration, pro-American, labor rights hero. As Breitbart News reported, the president pushed the left-wing makeover in a March 31 statement, saying, "I was proud to place a bust of Cesar Chavez in the Oval Office, so that no one who enters that historic room may forget the powerful truths his farm worker hands imparted." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.